The saying Humbre Prevenita Vale Portos, which loosely translated means the foresighted human being counts, thinks, for two, was one of my father's standard sentences. He was an intelligent man, well-read and an absolute realist. Already decades ago he said that overpopulation and social unrest will bring forth enormous problems for us. How right he was with that. I don't know why he said the sentence in Spanish, probably because in that language it can be phrased so elegantly. Thus the foresighted human being, and not just the man, has twice the value. What does it actually mean to be foresighted? What is the meaning of the verb vahersehen, to foresee? In the book Das Treffenwort, the appropriate word, the following synonyms, among others, are given: to look ahead, to foresee, to anticipate, to see ahead, to see into the future, to have a presentiment, to intuitively foresee, etc. Thus processes of the present, in which we find ourselves, leading into the future. A human being who looks ahead, that is to say, is foresighted, virtually looks thoughtfully from the status quo into the future, and recognizes something that will come about because of diverse happenings, that is to say, causal foreordination. Thus the foresighted human being is able to calculate what is going to happen, if. In this connection further expressions of my father come to my mind, as for example, das hech der yachane ashrakne, das sochunt. You could have figured out for yourself that it happens like that. Or, das hech der olnefoy finker chane abzile, das passiert. It is as clear as daylight that it happens. In other words, to think foresightedly includes the ability to abstract the future from the actual present. With the foreseeing it can be a matter of quite large things, whose effects affect the whole of humanity badly, for example the inevitably occurring effects of the serious overpopulation, which are already perceptible and visible in the environment in the form of tremendous storms and devastating floods, however also in the bodies and psyches of the human beings and the animals/creatures, or it can be just a matter of quite small things of the normal everyday life. For example, if my tailor with her message via email already had thoughts about me not only wanting to know that my coat is ready to be picked up, but also, how much the alteration costs, in order for me to have enough money in my purse on picking it up, then this would already be considered to be foresighted thinking or action. Depending on the quality of the thoughts and of the result, a foresighted human being is indeed to be described as a prophet. Naturally that didn't really apply to my father, even though often he very accurately foresaw the course and the result of events and happenings, which, however, were foreseeable with a clear intellect, as are also the consequences of the overpopulation if one wants to activate the intellect and rationality. Daily we hear about the rapidly increasing number of unemployed young persons. In Spain 56.5% and increase 59.2% of the under 25-year-olds are affected by it, Spiegel Online, the 2nd of July 2013. Here surely the thought actually would have to arise to be less prolific in order to save one's own child from this misery. Far from it. Nothing can hinder one's own desire for procreation, neither past nor current catastrophes. The deluded belief, go forth and multiply, sits too deeply in the genes. No foresighted thought for the suffering due to unemployment, poverty, guilt, religious fanaticism, unrest, war, hunger, thirst, environmental catastrophes, epidemics, etc., as a result of far too many human beings and their pets. Sheer irresponsibility. A foresightedness/looking ahead, etc., requires a realistic, truth-based viewing and considering and an estimation of the current circumstances, that means, of the status quo, the present, which however only lasts fractions of a second. With most earthlings the realistic viewing and considering is already lacking. They indulge in their belief delusion instead of fathoming the creational laws and recommendations. Thereby they neither have the ability to recognize the reality nor to foresightedly abstract that, which is recognized, into the future. Additionally, they forget the past events, lie to themselves and allow themselves to be lied to, which means they readily believe what others say are right and do not think about it further. Anyway, most do not think beyond the tip of their noses. Moreover, they like that which is trivializing and reassuring. They like to think themselves safe, albeit in a fool's paradise. That which is uncomfortable is pushed aside out of their field of vision, and the laws of nature are interpreted according to their desire and mood. In regard to the overpopulation environmental catastrophes, which are already acute and are becoming even more extreme, and the increasing brutality among the human beings, which goes hand in hand with it, they foremost like to believe that which is euphemistic from the incompetent scientists, who represent the industrial and pharmaceutical might apparatus. In regard to the reduction of the birth rate and the belief they let themselves be lulled by the blather of the false humanists as well as of the servants of the gods and the servants of the tin gods, in other words, the male and female priests. Regarding that a fitting text from the Goblet of the Truth, Chapter 7, Sentence 54, by Billy Edward Albert Meyer. Free access to the PDF file at www.fig.org. Do not wait for the warnings of the true prophets to be fulfilled if they predict warning things of the time to come future, because on the day when the warning call of the prophets comes about, it will be too late. Do not be of the kind that, when the predictions are fulfilled, you are obliged to say that you had forgotten the prior warnings of the true prophets and had lent your ear to the false prophets, although in fact only the true prophets spoke the truth. Truly, if you do not listen to the predictions of the true prophets and they fulfill themselves, then you will find no intercessors, attorneys, because you have suggestively and forcefully brought about calamity on yourselves. And truly, when the predicted events come to pass, then you cannot turn back, wind back time in order to undo everything, because it is through your foolishness, irrationality, which you cultivate, that you bring yourselves and the world to ruin, and everything that you present to yourselves as an illusion, fantasize regarding gods and tin gods and other senseless things will leave you alone, let you down. If we want to approach the whole matter somewhat abstractly, we must ask ourselves, which method is to be chosen in order to be foresighted with good result and without the considerably higher consciousness based in spiritual abilities, as they are inherent to Billy and the Plagiarin. In my opinion, the best way to turn us into a hombre prevenido, that is to say, a foresighted human being, is to go through some or all of the points of the following list, which are partially repeated, to think about the facts, also one's own actions, and to apply everything accordingly. Small bullet acquisition of cognizance / knowledge about the creational order and the creational principles through the teaching of the truth, teaching of the spirit, teaching of the life of the true proclaimer beam. Small bullet right, realistic appraisal, that is to say, perceiving of our current facts, or the relevant ones for our undertaking equals status quo, initial situation, causal factors. Small bullet information about how something would have to be, or what effect it has, if known. For example, population number suitable to a planet Earth, 529 million, right behavior of human beings among each other, laws and recommendations of the behavior, effect of the deforestation of rainforests, effects of the sale/lease of land to other nations, called land grabbing, for example in Africa by China, etc., etc. Small bullet writing down of results of experiences/recognitions already had, as well as of historical things and other things read, which were found to be right. Small bullet writing down of unknown causal foreordination based consequential connections, if then otherwise. In the computer language called place/1, for example, if then or else. which can be further nested with if not then equals else if then. Small bullet thinking through and writing down of principles and causal foreordinations, perhaps with tree diagrams, as they are used in probability calculations. Google search, tree diagram. Small bullet application of intellect, rationality and logic, in general and also in order to spontaneously recognize events, to appraise them correctly and to cleverly act accordingly. Small bullet learning to plan. Small bullet etc., etc. In principle with the whole process it is a matter of thoughtful recognition and logical fathoming of the causality, because everything that takes place in the creation universal consciousness functions due to the causality. For the causality an explanation from the teaching script for the teaching of the truth, teaching of the spirit, teaching of the life, page 156, Beam, was from Insight Publishing House. Causality is the causation of the consequential connections between cause and effect, consequential connections which come about by means of causal foreordination, whereby, from these connections, everything connects with and into everything else such that the effect arises from that, which eventually comes forth from the entire joining together, that is to say, from the ongoing and final causal foreordination. If we walk through life heedfully and not like Johnny Head in the air, we become aware of many things, which we, if we take them up into our consciousness, can and should process. Namely, if anything enters the power machinery consciousness, our intellect and rationality are immediately at the ready in order to process and evaluate everything according to our state of consciousness evolution. Intellect, rationality and logic are decisive for our ability of recognition and our intelligence, that is to say, the kind and wise of how we cope with life. Consciousness, intellect and rationality are the leading powers and they are the ones that are to be nurtured and developed. Naturally that proceeds in a spiral form, because it is clear that everything expands according to effort, thus we become more discerning. Only an illness of the consciousness or the Grim Reaper will put an end to our discernment on earth. In this sense it is advisable to learn by heart, and to frequently repeat the seventh spirit teaching prayer by Nokodimion, a speaking to oneself, created by the last Enoch, because it is totally directed to the power of one's own consciousness. See, pages 8 and 9, all seven forms of prayer by Nokodimion. Whoever has already been witness to a proper multiple collision, or has watched it on YouTube-how motorists on a mirror-like road and or during fog, regardless of police warning, raced along with most excessive speed, could not brake in time when a traffic jam appeared, spun out of control, their car spun around, crashed into other cars, etc., did not believe his or her eyes and realized with fright that intellect and rationality and the cause foreordination affect thinking, that is to say, the causality, are nowhere near established in every brain. No trace of foresightedness. And if they all survive it, they thank their non-existing God or guardian angel, instead of thinking of the causal foreordination determined effect. Even if we ourselves take into account the natural laws known to us and think a bit further than the tip of our nose, it does not mean that the next one does the same. Also, being foresighted always includes the possible thoughts, deeds and actions of others as well, even if these others are not human beings with whom we come together according to causal foreordination, rather an animal, a thing, or the workings of the nature. There is absolutely nothing that could escape the causality. Therefore, a cheer for the hombre prevenido. A cheer for the foresighted human being. When I had finished the above article on December 27, 2013, I asked Billy for a four-lined stanza for the topic hombre prevenido, which, as explained above, means the foresighted human being, in order to be able to add it to my article as the crowning finish. Because Billy did not know my text and thus did not know what I had written, the next morning, the 28th of December, closing parenthesis, no four-lined stanza stuck out of the fax machine, Rather, the following 10 explanations about that which, quote Billy, the foresightedness really means, which I do not want to keep from you at all, the foresighted human being. 1. The foresighted human being plans his or her today, tomorrow, the day after, and his or her future. 2. The foresighted human being assesses an imminent / coming circumstance, situation or a happening, etc. 3. A foresighted human being links the ensuing causal consequences and effects to the given thoughts, feelings, deeds, actions, events and situations. 4. A foresighted human being fathoms / investigates the dangers and disadvantages, as well as the successes and advantages, etc., which arise from deeds and actions as well as from speech and modes of behavior, etc. 5. A foresighted human being looks rationally into the future and cares for his or her thoughts and feelings accordingly and directs his or her deeds and actions as well as modes of behavior according to that which he/she foresightedly recognizes and links to it. 6. A foresighted human being plans his or her future and also acts according to that which it shows him/her, because he/she cannot just live in the present, rather only for the future. 7. The foresighted human being has a mode of life directed at the future and knows how to prepare his or her deeds and actions in a right and value-bringing form and how to put them into action in a causally right and valueful wise. 8. The foresighted human being knows about his or her own responsibility in regard to his or her social, thought-feeling psyche-based and consciousness-based well-being. Consequently, he/she rightly plans foresightedly for all these factors in order to rightly and valuefully form everything causally. 9. A foresighted human being cares for his or her own good life conduct and acts neither in blind zeal nor in precipitance or overcourage. 10. A foresighted human being takes care of his or her thoughts and feelings and carries out deeds that correspond to a foundation of a healthy, correct, right and valueful life conduct. SSSC, the 27th of December 2013, 11:03 p.m., Billy. In the late afternoon of the 28th of December, in the meantime Billy had read my article and approved of it, I got another 3 verses, with the remark, here are some more short words that I thought about. Foresighted human being. A foresighted human being is wise and creates for himself/herself good circumstances, into which he/she joins, like the waters join into the course of the running river. SSSC, the 28th of December 2013, 3:37 p.m. Billy. To form the future foresightedly. A foresighted human being never has doubts about the future. Rather, he/she forms it according to his or her own sense and will. SSSC, the 28th of December 2013, 3:23 p.m. Billy. To view the future foresightedly. A foresighted human being who looks into the future rationally forms all that which comes about. SSSC, the 28th of December 2013, 3:25 p.m. Billy. Enjoy exploring, natural reader.